good evening. Wanted to welcome you. I know it's super loud. To the Town of Discovery Bay board meeting, we could rise and please follow Director Guteau in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. If it ever show, all members are present, except for Director Grant was absent.
Okay, thank you. This is the time in our meeting which we allow for public comment on anything that is not agendized. Just as a friendly reminder, it's 3 minutes. We are listening to you, but we are not able to respond to you, but we are definitely hearing what you have to say. Looks like I have one public comment for Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry Mahane, Discovery Bay Boulevard. I don't know whether any folks got stuck in this mess when you were here this morning, but it didn't look like there was any plan for an exit out of here. Now, possibly with everybody looking ahead in the future for growth out here and things that are going to happen, may not happen, maybe you guys as a board might want to get with whoever is involved in some kind of an emergency evacuation plan, because until you get to Clipper, there's only one way out of here. And whether or not they try to plan something going out the other direction or what, but there were cars in one of the lanes of traffic coming in, pulling out of here, going up right in front of the sheriff. That was the community service guy that was parked there, and then cutting in. So there was just nothing. You got the Indian drivers out here that are always late for everything, and they got to be one car ahead of you no matter what. So maybe as a board, you guys might want to get a hold of whoever might be involved and plan ahead. So
Terry, you're referring to the traffic issue because of the accident earlier?
Okay, what the accident
or the result of the accident.
Okay, because the school, the parents go out to school, the kids off at school, they're leaving, along with the ones that are running late. And I just happened to be right
bad timing
of it. And there was no plan, no nothing. So, you know, just a lot. So
thank you, it looks like we have another public comment from Leonard. Welcome, Leonard.
I'm glad to see that one of the issues previously discussed with the general manager is addressed here, where the director's comp is now on your invoice report. But I'm still need to go look up what the code is for how much directors can get paid. Based on an original origin of $100 meetings and other escalators and things like that. But the reference code specifically, explicitly says per diem. That doesn't mean, that doesn't matter if you have 100 meetings in one day. You get one per diem, one of those maximum payments. So all of the ones listed here exceed that by some factor. Looks like about factor four. And if you go to the dictionary, you look up per diem, it says per day, period. It doesn't say per meeting. So we need to comply with the law on that. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Kirk, welcome.
I just want to echo what Terry said about the one way out. I just saw what happened in Lahaina with climate change. I spent 3 years on that myself. It's just incredible. All people stuck and dying in their cars. It's crazy. Which segues into my point, which is we all need to do our part with, you know, helping climate change. And I think think, and I'll say this again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Matter of fact, I'll say it every meeting for 3 minutes until something happens. We need solar. We need to get it up and going. We need to be carbon neutral. Let's get it done. Water meeting was great, and I just want to say when I offer like criticism, I mean it in a constructive way. I'm not meaning to like downplay or diss you guys. You have a goal of friendly, effective, and transparent communication between government and citizens. I saw a performance gap. I just call that colorless. So, just for now. I'm going to skip one of them. I'm going to communicate that privately. And then, as you may or may not know, I went on next door and I did a survey. I covered this in the communications, wastewater meeting. Sorry, I'm repeating myself. But I put a survey out there, which reads as follows. The town of Discovery Bay needs new offices. Their existing trailer is falling apart, and they are required to move from their location. The likely way to pay for it is through an increase in our water bills. What would you be willing to accept? This is a survey of how much you'd be willing to pay for new offices. Note, this poll was not sanctioned by the town, but I feel they need to know. So that went out there for a short while. And the options were increase $3 a month to get a new trailer, increase $6 a month to get a modular building, increase $9 a month for a nice building that you can be proud of, or no increase, let them work from their own trailer. And not surprising, the results were 60% said, let them work from a derelict trailer. I have some theories as to why. But 40% said, they pony up some money. Like, who's gonna volunteer for an increase of rate, right? So I see that as a positive sign. 15% said they'd go for the boot for the $9 a month, which is the worst kind of bill. From the comments, it was apparent that people didn't understand how financing works and how things are paid for. They wanted landscaping done. They weren't prepared to spend a dime until the landscaping was done. And before attending these meetings, I had no idea how this all stuff works. I'm just beginning to learn. And so I understand, but it's clear that the people out there don't. So that was a survey.
Thank you.
How many respondents did you have?
Oh, yeah, good point. There was 123 respondents. I had to take it down early because a couple people complained. And I couldn't edit the survey, so I just had to take it down, which introduces a margin of error of 7.5.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. We're going to move on to the consent calendar. Is there any questions or changes that need to be made in the consent calendar from the board? No? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and move consent calendar out for public comment. Is there any public comment on the consent calendar? Okay. I'll bring it back to the board. Can I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Can I do roll call vote, please?
Director Vito?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Consent calendar carries. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to presentations. Just give us 1 second so we can get the TVs working. And then we're going to have Alan up first for our Eagle Scout.
Hey,
when did you join Eagle Scout, Alan?
What's up?
Real quick before I turn this over to Monica and Sam, just want to say this is another example of community and staff working together. And when I came here in October, I saw the facilities and everyone saw the wall, and it was obviously in need of repair. And during the course of my interaction with Monica, came up with a great idea, let's bring the Eagle Scouts involved and make it a win-win. So she did that, and Sam and on his group. His father, Adam, did a great job on the wall. Monica's going to go into a lot more detail on that, but I just wanted to thank Monica and Sam for, you know, coming to do that. If you haven't had a chance to look at that wall, you can see some pictures, but when you look at it in person, it just looks better. So, just want to point that out.
Thank Monica.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's kind of been a passion project of mine for years. I see how much that gets used by kids with a soccer ball, tennis, now pickleball. And every time we would get pricing, it was just very expensive. And yeah, the scouts use our facility. They're kind of grandfathered in, if you will, since we opened, and they do an in-kind service project every year. So I reached out to the leader and was very honored to meet Sam Cray, and I'd love to introduce him and have him come up and show you what he did and the amazing work that all the young men and women did out there. It was very impressive. I just feel like I'm a proud mom. because to see them out there, and I want to say it was 105, I think, a couple of those days. And so they would get here and on time at 7 o'clock, before 7 a.m., work till noon until it just got a little too unbearable, and they did that, and they knocked that thing. That wall was down. I'm not gonna steal your thunder. Come up, Sam. This is Sam Cray, and staff would like to give you a little gift for all your hard work. We really appreciate you. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
So you're very welcome. So I would love for you to show our board.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you. As introduced, I am Samuel Craig. I quickly want to thank Monica and Alan so much for letting me do this project and to let it happen. I also want to quickly thank my grandfather, Chuck Conover, and Coulter Anderson to help us out with like safety reasonings and how we plan on building the wall. So if we could, next slide, please. Thank you. So this was the beforehand stages. We met multiple times with Monica and Alan to discuss the logistics of the wall and how an idea of deconstruction would work and how the wall was built, because there wasn't really a schematic of the wall when we approached it. So we had to like build it in our head. Multiple meetings made that come through. Next slide, please. So this is me meeting with my grandfather again to just work on how we were going to take this thing down, what safety precautions would be, and what kind of tools we would need to do it. Next slide, please. This is when we started deconstructing the wall. As Monica said, we got there bright and early at 7, and we thought that the wall would need, like, we thought it would take a while with like screws, and we brought a bunch of electric drills. But that wall was really bad, and it really took a sledgehammer and a pry bar. So, as we were doing that, it was actually kind of funny, because after we took off the second or third panel, we opened it, which was just a bunch of tennis balls inside the wall. We had about 2 like Home Depot buckets full of tennis balls.
It's crazy.
Honestly, quite impressive. Next slide. So, as we were doing it, we started to instruction. As we took it down, we looked how the insides were made, and we were able to reconstruct it as we took it down. And so, we started framing the wall on the ground, and then we put the front panels up, and then we used good old manpower to push off the wall. I was thoroughly scared. So once we got the wall up, we put anchor bolts in to get the wall up. And next slide. And then as the wall was up, we started to work on putting the rest of the panels up, whilst we were making sure to keep on safety, as in gloves, like only adults work the power tools for the cutting of that top piece. And then I was really thankful for the people that showed up. It was a really good project.
Who's the crew there that you have with you?
The crew there, it is people from my scout troop, my grandfather, the missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and my family.
Fantastic.
Next slide, please. So first, and then we started to paint it. We had quite the struggle finding the illustrious Kelly Green paint. And once we were able to do that, we got there, started painting, and it turned out way greater than expected. I think you can see it. That's a green hole. Especially when it was on the white block.
The people in Boston are jealous.
So this was, we had 2 days for construction, and then we had a day for painting, and then we came back a couple, 2 more days to put on this stripe and then the flashing on top. Next page, please. There's our line. We made it straight-ish.
How hard was that?
Honestly, went better than expected. As it was, we kind of took a tape measure, put it up onto the line, made a mark, and taped it. So it was decently straight. And unless you take like a laser to actually see it, no one will know. It's as straight as it needs to be. And next slide, please. Oh, that's it? Okay. But yeah. It was a great project, and over the days we had a total of 30 people showed up across the 3 days and at different times. And it was a total of 122 work hours to complete the wall. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to do this and allowing this to be my Eagle project. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Do you mind giving us a little bit of an overview of like how extensive an Eagle project is and like what you need to do before you actually are able to become an Eagle Scout, and maybe just an overview of how many people actually get to Eagle Scout, because I think that's something that is definitely hard to do, and I don't know if people understand completely how hard it is to actually get there.
Eagle is quite the task, because there's multiple different ranks in scouting. Each of them has a different step to do so, from scout rank to tenderfoot to second class to first class to star to life and then eagle, each varying in difficulty. And as you go along getting toward your eagle, there's these certain like big old merit badges that you have to complete that increase in difficulty, because they're called eagle required. And just to name one, the citizenship in the nation, community and world, and now citizenship in the society, they're just really hard and like difficult merit badges. And a lot of kids just don't continue. They lack, I don't want to say lack, but they just don't have the discipline or focus to do it. I gotta say, at times, if it wasn't for my old man, I probably would not be here. That guy's done well. It's really hard, especially for a kid balancing life and scouts. And
school.
It's school. It's a hard process. And then once you finally get there, before you can even do your Eagle project, you gotta do this thing called your Eagle packet. And when I mean packet, I mean packet. It's this huge just book of things you need to do, and there's a bunch of different steps. And before you can even talk about project and do it, you have to get it approved from the Eagle Board. And the Eagle Boards are usually like pretty difficult to get in touch with. So when we were planning this, one of the huge fears was when I applied to get my Eagle review, I wouldn't get it for 6 months. So I was thankfully able to get it, and we were able to get it done. But it is a rigorous process with different twists and turns, and this packet is just huge. And there's always that good old chance that your Eagle review person will say, sorry, that project doesn't work out, pick another one, and then you have to redo it.
thank you for explaining that. I think this is a great project. I want to say thank you to you and Monica and Alan for, like, we talk about community and trying to get our community involved and all aspects of our community, all, you know, young, medium, older, all different aspects. And I think this is a great example of how that happened. And thank you very much. I wanted to come and present.
I have one question. As the son of a music teacher and a musician myself, I'm dying to know what the large treble clef on your chest is for.
Oh, yeah. This one, I got this from my grandfather, who's also in the Eagle Scout, but it does have some personal value, because guess what? My mom is also a music teacher. She worked at Excelsior Middle School as the music and band director. She's now working at Liberty as a music sub in the district, and she's been working, and that's, music has been a big part of my life. I've grown up singing, and I've definitely grown up in the theater programs at Excelsior Middle School, and also I'm continuing into Liberty High School working in theater. It's just been a lot of personal resilience.
Correct me if you're wrong, your mom sang with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir too at one point, for a while, right? Maybe? At one time she went in and sung with them. I feel like she went, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, okay. I got it mixed up.
And you never know.
Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, that's pretty big. You never know the impact that things that you do make. So my son is starting his second year of his BFA program because of your mother. So yeah. These types of things that you do, like you think of building a wall, it's just building a wall. You don't know who you've impacted that won't. You won't directly see the impact of your work, but a project like that impacts the whole community. So kudos to you for pulling it off.
Excellent job. Our parking lot needs to be redone as well, so I know.
It's
going to
take a
week.
Well, we would like to present the certificate of appreciation. If Monica can come up, thank you for everything. Please come this way.
Well, just a couple things that didn't get mentioned. Came in under budget. Excellent job.
That's hard to do.
When Sam was talking about this project, that it may take us a little bit longer. We may have to relocate some animals inside the walls. And you did a great job, sir. All right, one, two, three. All right, good job.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Yeah, see what you can do.
Bring it.
I was doing good until they showed that painting, and I'm thinking Dina's going to get on to me about hiring him to teach us how to finish painting filters. So we'll be reaching out to the Boy Scouts to help us on that. But no, that is a deal with the Magic Club, and if I may, and the protocol. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Number nine. I want to know about water and wastewater. So for the month of July, we had a lot of panel safety on our forklift material handling, housekeeping. We also had a municipal water safety stand down through Veolia worldwide. We also had crushed fingers, shoulder, elbow injuries, and new Veolia policy that rolled out this month, or last month. On the next slide, both Willow Water Treatment Plant and Newport Water Treatment Plant are running. All wells are running except well 7, and well 5 is still under emergency status. We have not brought well 5 on yet. We are hanging in there right now, and well 7, we did finally get with engineers, with town staff, and we've got a vendor that can provide and is ready to go back with a new well, submersible pond motor. Not only like in kind with what was there before, but something that's going to give us options in the future. If it ever happens again, we won't be stuck with one brand or one type or a 36-month window to get a very critical asset like that. So we should be having that probably within the next couple of weeks.
Is well 8 ready to go?
No, I wish. I believe the hole is there. I believe the hole is flush, but it's not ready to run. So
at some point, though, once it's tied into our system, then it'll be start reporting on it. Is that going to happen?
Yes. So, next slide. Willow, so something you need to see this time of year, and Willow taking the lead, we have had the force in Newport to basically run him on only Wall 4. We're trying to get as much water out of Willow, which is great for Willow and for water age, keeping water fresh through the system. But there is early morning peak flows in the morning times where Newport's struggling. But we seem to be holding it for right now. So this total for last month was 128 million gallons, and total chlorine used was 4,300 gallons. So it's pretty good for the year. Willow tends to use a little bit more chlorine than Newport, so that's why there's an increase there. On the next slide. They're trending for Willow Water Treatment Plant, as you can see, this time last year in July 2023, we're about 10 million gallons for the month over what we were this time last year. So we're really running a little pretty hard right now. And then on the next slide, Newport, quite the opposite. We are about roughly about 10 to 20 million lower on Newport side of 007 being down. So, on the next slide, one call form sample was collected, zero were positive, zero water quality complaints. You have not had to do flush hydrants yet. And valve exercising is, as soon as we're done with SLRAP, we'll move to valve exercising. So probably try not to force my guys to do that 100 and something degrees with it. They tend to throw stones at me when I try to make them do that. So we'll move to try to get that probably quicker in the year. On the next slide, wastewater. All 15 lift stations are online, looking pretty good. The station D has been refurbished, or at least the electrical control board will work around. No issues to report. And no issues with those stations. On the next slide, wastewater plant 2. Pretty shocking number. Wastewater plant 2 as of last month was 29.5 million gallons, and this time last year was 38 million gallons. So we're about almost a 10 million gallon drop over the month of July from this year to last year. I'm not going to complain because that does help us, especially with 407 being down and things like that. I appreciate that. However, that low flow that we're seeing, where a lot of folks are going to these low flow toilets, low flush toilets, less water consumption, things like that, that's some of the reason that we struggle with the conductivity, because we have the same amount of solids going through the system, and less water to push it, so concentration for it. But when you see 10 million gallon difference on how far the wastewater plant for this year versus last year, it really paints a pretty good picture of what we're starting to have a lot more problem with at the plant, which is bottle solids, what we call bottle loading, solids loading. We've got more solids than we have liquids coming through the plant, so the oxidation ditches in order to have to work overtime to push that heavier water and heavier solids through the plant. So a lot more solid buildup, lots less water, basically.
Do we add fluids at all, or to this at any point?
We have the only fluid we routinely inject at the wastewater plant is polymer, and that's just to make the cake for the solids to send to dry it and send it to the landfill. So we have on sporadic occasion when we have high algae blooms, things like that. We do have a pack polyaluminum chloride that we'll put in for the filter just to protect the water going out to the system or out to the river. Other than that, we're all natural plant. So the only thing we have as a disinfection is UV. So,
but would there be a reason to add fluids since we're having a drop of fluids?
Fluids will have solids. Solids unless liquid means belt presses. We run into belt presses twice as long, things like that. We've got to just get it out of there as fast as we can so we can have more. So more related things. On the next.
flood. Total monthly flow for the wastewater plant. And then the trend for July for flow itself was 10 million short for this time of last year. And January, but then January and March just throws up red flag on all the rain we got this year. So we have recovered. We have been able to get rid of some of that water we've been holding since the rain event. So we are back down to the level. So if we get any crazy weather again, it should be ready. So, next slide, the average flows again. Our average daily flows are about our official is about the same. So no real changes there. On the next slide, everybody's favorite topic, the conductivity. The ball 7 off still, one of the good things about the 7 getting done is conductivity as a pound. We're under our limit for the state, and actually we're well under the limit. So even if we brought ball 7 off tomorrow, we should be able to run for the rest of the year and not have any service. And on the next slide. All right, our BODs are pretty good, pretty typical for us. DSS is not an issue. Coliforms are well under the limit, and our filtration rates are 99%. Again, we get to see the conductivity. Our limit is 2400, and right now our calendar rolling average is 2120, so well under the limit. And the nitrates, prior to denitrification, used to be 28. After December 31st, 2023, we will have a limit of 10 nitrates, or no more than 10 for our new permit. And as of last month, we were holding at 6.5. So we're well under the coming permit. So the nitrates will be pretty good for us. And on the next slide, zero SSO and zero customer complaints for the month of July. And we will have to wait till next month to find out what Brian did to the wastewater plant on a certain street that shall not be named.
There's a neighbor.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Is there any questions?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to discussion and possible action. Item E1. Dina.
Yeah, so before you is a report of delinquencies. What staff is requesting is for the board to authorize us to report the certificate of lien with Contra Costa County Recorder's Office for the accounts of the student report. Some of these, there are 6 accounts. Some of them, they are all, the water is off. They're accounts that we can't seem to track down personally. We can't get them to respond to us. We can't get them to pay. We can't get them to do anything. So we would like to lien the property.
Any questions for the board?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open it up for a public comment. Yes, Leonard?
This is my question. If the water is turned off, what about the fire sprinklers?
I don't. I'll have to direct you to staff on that. I don't know.
Where I used to live, the Dirtbag Water District used to require 2 meters, one for the fire system and one for domestic, which I think was primarily a racket to collect more money. But it does have the advantage that fire sprinklers stay on while the water's turned off. So I think you need to think about that somehow. I don't have an answer because I certainly don't think you should be requiring 2 meters.
Thank you. Okay. Any other public comment?
Just a quick question. When you lien on property, is that I know in other times it gets transferred to property tax. Is that the case here?
I think that's if you want to talk to staff afterwards, we can help you with that. I don't think we have the authority or knowledge to know that. Okay. They can help you. Dina can help you. Okay. Any other public comment?
No answers.
Okay. I'm going to bring it back to the board for discussion and possible action.
And it's been a while since we've done this, right? It's been quite a while.
So we did attempt to do it one time, and it was voted by, I guess the person was tipped off and then let us know and then asked
so that worked out. So this is really one of the first times we've done this. If any other questions?
No, I was just curious. Because I've heard of the process before, so.
Yes.
I move staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. Can I have roll call vote, please?
Director Rizzo.
Aye.
Director Reyes.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries to move forward with staff recommendation. Okay, now we're going to move on to manager's report. There is a recreation update from Monica.
Okay, so we are beginning to wrap up the swimming lesson season. It has been quite successful, so that's exciting. All the classes, most of them full. So wrapping that up, and we're going to roll right into stroke and turn clinic again. That was well loved last year, so we're going to do that again. That will start August 21st, and we'll run through October 26th. Really excited, we're adding a new program. We just wrapped up officially the fall winter guide, and we're going to offer pickleball classes.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know, I've been wanting to do that since we have the courts, and I finally have somebody that's very qualified and wants to do that. So we're doing that, and so I thought we have some people that are new to pickleball that might be interested.
No names.
Taking a class, I just thought maybe I would throw it out there. The other thing is that last year was the first year ever that we kept our pool open beyond Labor Day. It just worked out. Everything, weather cooperated, and we still had lifeguards hanging around. So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to do that again this year, so long as everything keeps going the way it is. We've still got a few lifeguards hanging around for weekends. So the plan, if all everything cooperates, is that the last day for weekend rec swim will be October 1st, which is amazing. Last day of adult lap swim will be October 27th, and that will also be the last day of water aerobics. And then heaters off, and we'll save some money. Flick and Float is this Friday, so we have our second Flick and Float. It was a hit the last time we did, so we have that again. It will be Moana. A couple events going on. The Lions Club is having their second summer jam here on September 9th, and Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports is holding their second yearly pickleball tournament here. That's September 30th and October 1st, so we've got everything ready, posted, to make people aware that there'll be a lot going on here that day. The pickleball surface repairs are nearing completion. That should be finished August 29th and 30th. They'll be closed, and again, we'll post everything, and then, of course, the surface will look good again. And that's about all I have. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll move on to social media update. Alan.
Just quickly, during our last committee meeting, some people aren't aware that we have started our Nextdoor Government account. It's very new. We have two posts up there. It is getting shared amongst the residents in town, one of which is a short-term rental, and the other is the Sheriff's Office community. Their academy, Citizens Academy. So that's on there, and we're gonna continue to put different events that are occurring, but also put news blasts out for our community just another way so we can interact and be sure we get the word out there.
Thank you. Any questions for the board? Okay. So now we're gonna move on to general manager's report.
Well, I'd like to introduce our new finance manager, Margaret Mojo.
Welcome.
And so she started on Monday, so yes. If you don't mind stepping up and giving a little background about yourself, that would be wonderful.
Margaret Mojo. I am glad to be here and just want to bring the people that I've got to meet this week. As far as my background, I got my degree at UC Santa Barbara in business accounting, and then I went on to Cooper's Library and served as an auditor for 5.5 years until I moved over to the public sector. During that time, I would say it's one agency, but typically it was two separate agencies, but it was a West Basin Municipal Water District, and during and is also Central Basin Municipal Water District. I was a municipal water district in Los Angeles County, and I served there for 28 years. I did retire there in June and had an opportunity to speak to Dana and hear the opportunity to come here, and I'm happy to continue to give back. I really do enjoy the profession and really see the opportunity to really grow into hearing more about your community and see how I can support you there. So that's a little bit about me.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. We're excited to have you. Okay, now we're going to move. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to mention we are having our town hall event on September 16th. It's from 11 to 1. We're going to start posting that on social media. We have sent out invitations already. We've gotten some good feedback. So look for that on all of our social media sites. The next item that we're going to be posting in our social media sites tomorrow as well is another coffee with the general manager. I'm going to be hosting that at Callahan's Coffee and Codes on Friday, August 25th at 9:30 a.m. And that is the end of my general manager report.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move on to director's reports. We had a special water wastewater committee meeting. Kevin, did you want to go over that, Director?
Yeah, we started to look at the 8 original options that we talked about and listed, and we've worked into discussing which are viable and which aren't, and at the next board meeting, we'll be bringing back suggestions to the board. We want your involvement, and we're going to be asking you to vote along with the recommendations that we make, or discuss them and not vote with the recommendations we make. But we wanted the board to be totally involved in that, so we'll be bringing that to the next meeting where we will be narrowing by about 50% the options that were presented originally.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. And then we have Director Regional's meeting and training reports that are listed. Is there anything that you need to say on those? Okay. Are there any future agenda items? Go ahead and adjourn our meeting at 7:32. Thank you. Thank you.